its contents were gone. With increasing bewilderment, Sebastian reviewed the events that had blown him so far off his intended course. In his 22nd year, Sebastian had the face of a young Oxford don, which proves how misleading looks can be. Those who knew him well would have been surprised that Sebastian, in setting out for Australia, had come as close to it as Zanzibar. Abandoning the mental exercise that was already giving him a slight headache, Sebastian shaved and dressed, placed his derby hat carefully on his head, picked up his cane in one hand, and, lugging his valise in the other, went down into the hot, noisy lobby of the Hotel Royal. "I say," he greeted the little Arab at the desk. "I say, I seem to have lost my money." A silence fell upon the room. Heads turned towards Sebastian with the same hostile curiosity as if he had announced that he was suffering from leprosy. "Stolen, I should imagine," Sebastian went on, grinning. "Nasty bit of luck, really." The bead curtains from the office were thrown open, and the Hindu proprietor erupted into the room with a loud cry of, "Mr. Oldsmith, what about your bill?"
"Oh, the bill, yes. Well, let's not get excited. I mean, it won't help now, will it?"
And the proprietor proceeded to become very excited indeed.
10 days you owe, nearly 100 rupees! Yes, it's jolly unfortunate, I know.